WDF WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. CBS News has learned the Trump administration is preparing to expand its crackdown on illegal immigration into the San Francisco area with a team of Border Patrol agents. More from KCBS's Shannon Golden.
San Francisco Mayor Daniel Lurie says he doesn't know exactly what is planned, but that federal presence like this would not help the city.
These tactics are designed to incite backlash, chaos, and violence, which are then used as an excuse to deploy military personnel.
He's directed city officials and departments to prepare a coordinated response.
We will make sure that our communities get the resources and the accurate information they need.
Shannon Golden for CBS News, San Francisco.
New York City's mayoral candidates debated again tonight, their final clash before Election Day. They didn't agree on much, but CBS's Jared Ochocher says they did find common ground on one major issue, ICE.
All the candidates pushed back, saying that this kind of enforcement from ICE is not needed in New York. Mamdani said that ICE should not be going after crimes like these on a local level and that they have no place in New York City.
Zohran Mamdani is considered the Democratic front runner. The U.S. is imposing new sanctions on Russia's oil industry. CBS's Aaron Navarro reports the reason is the war with Ukraine.
The Treasury Department says it pretty blatantly in the release that the goal is to put pressure on Russia's energy sector and the Kremlin's ability to raise revenue for its military in their war with Ukraine.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth says the U.S. has struck two suspected drug vessels on the Pacific side of Latin America over the last 2 days, bringing the death total to 37. President Trump offered his thoughts on the operations at sea, now numbering 9.
One shot, everyone dead center. And the only way you can't feel bad about it is you realize that you won't feel badly about it, is you realize that every time you see that happen, you're saving 25,000 American lives.
The first 7 strikes were within the Caribbean Sea, but this week the strategy broadened to the East Pacific. That Thanksgiving turkey may cost you more this year.
An Outlook report from the U.S. Agriculture Department estimates that wholesale prices for frozen turkeys will be $1.32 per pound this year. That is a 40% increase from last year's average of 94 cents a pound. The USDA says the number of available turkeys has shrunk in recent years amid slightly weakened demand and avian flu outbreaks.
Correspondent Matt Piper reporting. The Agriculture Department will reopen 2,100 county offices Thursday to help farmers and ranchers get access to $3 billion of aid from existing programs. They'll each have 2 workers who will be paid even though the government remains shut. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
93.5 The Tap, Eau Claire's real news and great conversation.
And home to Matt and Air on Air, weekday mornings from 9 to 11.
The Bucks win the season opener. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks beat the Washington Wizards at Fiserv Forum, 133-120. Giannis led the scoring with 37 points, the most ever in his career in a season debut. An injury, though, at the end of the first quarter when guard Kevin Porter Jr.